Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Check this out. So Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, having a conversation about a wild stat on the 49ers from week one against the Jets. Peep this.
The 49ers are the only NFL team in the Super Bowl era to get a 200-yard passing game, Brock Purdy, 125-yard rushing game, Jordan Mason, 50-yard receiving game, Juwan Jennings, and an interception for Flanagan Foles from four players who were drafted 200th or later or not drafted at all. That's a testament to what the 49ers have done under Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. They find guys well beyond the point at which anyone gives a crap.
I wonder who's willing to join me. Who's willing to join me? I bet you are. I want to know who's willing at 888-957-9570 to join me and free yourself from the ridiculous notion that the 49ers are bad at the draft. Who wants to join me? Who wants to say it with your chest that the Niners are fantastic at drafting and that you bake in to every NFL team every year that there will be mistakes, some of them massive? You bake it in. But I don't know any regime, at least not current, that can boast the list and the hits late that this group can boast. Like, even the way that he's sort of pitching that as this, like, fun stat that happened in the Jets game is not really even the whole story. For God's sakes, their quarterback was the last pick in the draft. Brock Purdy, 7th. Juwan Jennings, 7th. Jordan Mason, not at all. George Kittle, 5. Dre Greenlaw, 5. Fred Warner, 3. We can keep going. Talanoa Hufanga, back at practice today, 5. Like, there are, and gosh, I know it's very early, but look at some of the guys that we're excited about. Everybody spent so much time talking about Dominic Pooney, 3rd. So many phenomenal, not just contributors, phenomenal players have come 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, or not at all to this football team. Who's ready to admit that the 49ers are fantastic at the draft? And yes, like all teams, have some major whiffs.
It's more than the draft, but I do think that they get a bad rap for the draft because it's easier to highlight the ones that they've missed on than it is the ones that they've hit on. And I'm not willing to even recognize Dominic Pooney in this conversation because you and I have both agreed that you have to wait 2, if not 3 years to identify a player as a hit or as a miss. So I'm going to ask the jury to disregard that injection into the Super Bowl team in 2019, where you had Breida undrafted, you had Mostert undrafted, and these were key contributors to that team. And as he just said right there, Flanagan Foles, who's a backup, and you know he plays in the base package largely because Dre Greenlaw's out, but he was undrafted and he had a pick. And Juwan Jennings was a 7th rounder, as you pointed out, and your quarterback, Mr. Irrelevant. Mr. Irrelevant had never attempted a pass in the history of the NFL, let alone been a guy to come on and get the start and go to a Super Bowl and all the rest of it. So they do deserve a lot more credit than fans readily want to give. And I think it's more than just drafting and it's scouting. And if you want to look across the league and look at the teams that are good every year, you think about Kansas City and Baltimore. Baltimore crushes the draft every year.
It's a great organization.
And Kansas City's done pretty damn well.
Yes.
In its own right, in drafting guys, replacing, you know, go ahead and let Tyreek go and then draft a couple of replacements and win two straight Super Bowls.
It's crazy.
That's all.
It's crazy. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Look, I'll go first. I'll go first. Will this make everyone feel better? I'll go first. I gave way too much love to Jimmy Garoppolo, and man, for years, the way I assessed where the Farhan Zaidi era was going sucked. And I've said this already a number of times on the air. And I do believe that TBD, dot, 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 some Farhan Zaidi conversations are coming this fall to a radio station near you.
Maybe before the fall.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it is the fall.
The fall before the fall.
Anyway, I think those conversations are coming. I messed that up a lot of different times, a lot of different ways. And there's a conversation to be had there about, was he as bad as people say he was? I don't even want to talk about him in the past tense yet.
It's
not gone. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's a healthy conversation to have there. But I obviously put way too much faith into how this was all going to go. I messed that up. Jimmy Garoppolo, did he turn out to be the quarterback that deserved the backing that I gave him through the years? No. Obviously, I messed that up. All right? Now, who's ready to take back their Niners suck at the draft take? Who's ready?
Give the phone number.
888-957-9570. Your take is wrong. Your take is wrong.
And I don't think that your Jimmy Garoppolo take needs to be taken back.
Well,
because what he did here, he was 38-17 in the regular year. He was more than serviceable. He was a winning quarterback. He was a system guy, as they all are. But I don't think that he was as bad as you're reflecting on. And I don't think that your take is as bad as you're making it sound.
Well, that's nice of you, number one. But
I'm just being honest.
Let me specify it then. I'll specify it a little further. Because Jimmy was good as the 49er quarterback. And when they moved up to draft a replacement, I didn't fight for them to keep Jimmy. But I'll tell you one time that I did. And a lot of us did. I fought hard against the idea of the Niners going to get Tom Brady over Jimmy Garoppolo. I thought that was laughable. I'm like, Brady has just had the worst year of his career. He's about to turn 40. And Jimmy just took a team to the Super Bowl, like moments ago. I laughed it off as stupid. And then, of course, Tom Brady went to a different team and won another Super Bowl.
Right.
So, L. Yeah, L. I like hanging in the closet. I'll take that. But I really don't like the concept that gets run in this town with regard to the Niners and the draft, because a lot of you are cherry pickers. That's my take. You sit there on the other end of the court, you wait for a first round pick to not be a good football player, and you victory lap and you dance and you call Kyle and John idiots and running backs in the third round. Like, I'm not telling anybody that you can't have opinions on picks even as they come in. A lot of you are big college football fans, and you may see a pick and you may be like, what the hell are you doing? How about Jake Moody? How are you feeling right now about a pick that at the time people were like, what are you doing picking a kicker that early in the draft? Well, you feel different when he goes out and starts a year 8-for-8. And literally had a huge hand in winning a Monday Night Football game. I don't know. I just think a lot of it is way too easy. Sit at the other end of the court and then dunk on people when they miss a pick, which is inherent in drafting in all sports, all leagues, period, no matter what. There's not a franchise that nails them all. But when the Niners are sitting here littered with great players all over the roster, many of whom are homegrown and many of whom are late, I just that I get that's what I actually get bothered when people come down their road for the way they're drafted.
You get bothered by the cherry picking in particular, like highlighting the Trey Lances and the Trey Sermons.
And the Kinlaws.
Don't draft a guy named Trey would be my memo to the front office.
Yep.
Usually doesn't work out. But
no running backs in the third and no one named Trey.
Exactly. And then those same people, though, are looking beyond all of the players that you're highlighting, whether it's, you know, Greenlaw and Kittle in the fifth, and I'm looking at the list right now, and all the rest of Juwan Jennings and Purdy in the seventh, and all the other late rounders. You have to give credit for those if you're going to detract for the other misses. And yeah, it feels like first round misses. And when you trade away those picks, those goes down as misses. When you get Trey Lance back,
when you don't get something,
and you give
sure.
up those picks, those
Absolutely.
Are absolute air balls. But even through it all, like you said, you've been in the conference championship game three straight years, despite the biggest debacle in the history of this regime.
Right. And let's also not, like, sometimes I do think we even fall too far in the idea of, like, they're great in the third round or later, but they suck in the first and second round. Well, that's tough for me because you love Nick Bosa. You love Brandon Ayuk. You love Deebo Samuel. You love a lot of the players who they've nailed in those rounds. I know that their batting average in the first round is far from perfect.
Right.
Far from perfect. I get that. But let's not act like that they've never gotten anything out of those rounds.
Right. They've gotten something, but I'm looking at the roster right now, sorted by draft pick, and they have three first round picks currently on their roster. Ricky Pearsall, Nick Bosa, and Brandon Ayuk. Those are your three first rounders that are still here. Your second rounders, Deebo, Aaron Banks, Drake Jackson on the pup, and Renardo Green. The jury's still out.
TBD.
So not a great haul. Your third round, it gets better. Your fourth and fifth rounds are good. Later in the draft, you do seem to get a lot more bang for your buck than you do earlier in the draft, and that's where fans who aren't watching day three of the NFL draft, you fixate on
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos. Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love. An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just the top of the board, guys, and if they don't hit, then you can form your opinion that way.
Yeah, I remember when Juwan Jennings got picked, and it was just kind of a slow sort of burn toward productivity for Juwan. And that was a weird pick. You know, it was kind of thought of as like, oh, he's like a physical guy. He's really big, but he's raw. And we're not sure kind of what's going on with him. And then he just kind of sat there for a little while and, you know, just kind of made the team and whatever. And like, look here, like quietly, it's a guy they've re-signed. It's a guy who now, hell, looking at what they've got going on now, this guy's a huge key piece to what they're doing. He has been, and I would argue coming up this weekend, probably more so than ever.
Right, more so than ever. He's going to be your starter. And you look at the fifth round, and I'm just looking at their fifth round picks that are still on the team, and five of them are in your starting 22, including a guy back at practice today, full participant, Talanoa
Hufanga,
fifth rounder. Demo Lenore, fifth rounder. Colton McKivitz, love him or hate him, he's a starter, fifth rounder. Dre Greenlaw will be a starter. George Kittle's a fifth rounder. So what you've done later in the draft, I believe, should offset your failures in the earlier rounds.
Well, and if we take it beyond the draft, I do think it's an odd conversation for so many of us to sort of like, you know, shoot shots at whether it's the draft or a Javon Hargrave signing or anything like that. You shoot shots at this, and then the very next breath, you're like, well, they clearly have the best roster. Well, what's their job? Like, they've got the best roster. Their roster construction is fantastic. It's literally, absolutely restaurant quality. The way that they have been able to structure their contracts, keep themselves cap compliant, to look at them right now, I know that this is only a snapshot of it, but like they've got the most cap space in the league right now. And I know that's because they're trying to roll it over to help with Brock Purdy, because they don't have the most cap space in the league when you look forward into the next few years. But man, if there is a group, this is, I guess, the bottom line of what I'm saying. If there's a group in the NFL where I'm going to be like, dude, I trust you guys to construct a roster, this is my first pick. Absolutely. Chiefs, Ravens, you mentioned them. Those are the other ones.
Yep.
But that's like, those are the best three.
Well, and of their roster right now, they've got, I think, 32 of their own drafted players. And outside of that, it's a collection of other highly drafted players and then a bunch of undrafted players such as Jake Brendel, Flanagan Fowles, the aforementioned Jordan Mason. Charvarius Ward was undrafted. I know.
Wow, I didn't know that.
They didn't find Mooney Ward.
No.
Kansas City did. But he was out of Hines Community College and Middle Tennessee State.
Damn.
And then he goes to Kent. I mean,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I didn't either until I started to do the deep dive on the roster construction. But beyond their own drafted guys, they've done a good job of finding other free agents and castoffs.
What round was, you may have just said it and I missed it. What round was Lenore?
Demo is a fifth rounder, I believe.
Okay, we need to start throwing that into the conversation.
Yeah, fifth round.
We need to start throwing that in the conversation. We leave him out when we do the fifth round.
They got Jalen Moore and then Diamador Lenore both in the fifth round. And then they had Hufanga. They had three picks in the fifth in 2021, and that was their three.
Hufanga, Lenore, Kittle, and Greenlaw. All fifth round picks.
And McKivitz. Oh. He's a starting tackle.
Yeah.
Say what you want. He's a starting right tackle.
How about Rodney?
Whatever, Grandy. Don't be a hater.
What'd you say?
He just started laughing.
Say? I just started laughing.
He started laughing.
He's a starter.
He's a starter.
Can't argue with that.
He's a starter.
Yeah.
I wish he wasn't, but he's a starter.
Who would you rather have at right tackle?
A lot of other people. They're just not on the Niners roster.
Mike McGlinchey?
Oh, exactly. He got put on IR today. Did you see that?
Oh, did he? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Life gets rougher for Bo Nix.
I don't think. Broncos. Yeah, I don't think Denver is loving that contract. I'm not like doing PFF dives on Mike McGlinchey, but I don't think that. I think that that worked out. The Niners being like, let's not.
Exactly.
Let's not pay that.
DeForest Buckner also on IR.
Also on IR.
Another, and I'm not saying that that worked out in the same fashion.
No, it definitely did not.
But just in terms of former Niners who are on IR. Grandy laughing at McKivitz.
And another duck. DeForest Buckner.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Fragile. Yeah. Yeah. Soft.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.